Good morning, everyone. Praise the Lord. Welcome to the Morning Motivation Broadcast, where we start your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, tackling life's everyday issues with biblical perspective to empower your daily life. We tackle a new topic, host group prayer, and I assign a task for you to complete. And this is all within 15 minutes so you can get to work. Our topic for this morning is you are the one that God has chosen. You are the one that God has chosen. And our scripture comes from 1 Samuel 16, 1 through 12. While you are getting your Bibles ready, I remind everyone that you can learn more about me, the ministry, upcoming events, and hear prior powerful morning motivation broadcast on my ministry website. That is feeldefire.com. F-E-E-L, feel, letter D, fire.com. Well, by now, you should have your Bibles ready. Let's get ready to eat some eggs, hash browns, cut up this hot breakfast. We're going to the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 16, verses 1 through 12, and I am reading from the KJV. And the Lord said unto Samuel, how long wilt thou mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from reigning over Israel? Fill thine horn with oil and go. I will send thee to Jesse the Bethlehemite, for I have provided me a king among his sons. And Samuel said, how can I go? If Saul hear it, he will kill me. And the Lord said, take an heifer with thee and say, I am come to sacrifice to the Lord. And call Jesse to the sacrifice, and I will show thee what thou shalt do, and thou shalt anoint unto me him whom I name unto thee. And Samuel did that which the Lord spake, and came to Bethlehem. And the elders of the town trembled at his coming, and said, comest thou peaceably? And he said, peaceably I am come to sacrifice unto the Lord. Sanctify yourselves and come with me to the sacrifice. And he sanctified Jesse and his sons and called them to the sacrifice. And it came to pass when they were come that he looked on Eliab and said, surely the Lord's anointed is before him. But the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance, or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth. For man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. Then Jesse called Abinadab and made him pass before Samuel. And he said, neither hath the Lord chosen this. Then Jesse made Shammah to pass by. And he said, meaning Samuel, neither hath the Lord chosen this. Again, Jesse made seven of his sons to pass before Samuel. And Samuel said unto Jesse, the Lord hath not chosen these. And Samuel said unto Jesse, are here all thy children? And he, meaning Jesse, said, there remaineth yet the youngest, and behold, he keepeth the sheep. And Samuel said unto Jesse, send and fetch him, for we will not sit down till he come hither. And he sent and brought him in. Now he, meaning David, was ruddy, and withal of a beautiful countenance, and goodly to look to. And the Lord said, arise, anoint him, for this is he. What is our topic for this morning? You are the one that God has chosen. In today's word, we see the process that God goes through as he selects whom he desires, whom he has purposed, whom he has anointed to fulfill his will. We're at this point in the Old Testament in 1 Samuel where the Lord has decided that he no longer wants Saul to be king because Saul has disobeyed and strayed away from the Lord's commandments. So the Lord sends Samuel the prophet to Jesse because the Lord has chosen one of Jesse's sons to replace Saul as king. So as Samuel comes there and he's prepared to sacrifice, he tells Jesse, come with me to the sacrifice. And then he tells Jesse that the Lord has sent him there to choose one of Jesse's sons. Well, Jesse has in his mind which of his sons would be perfect for the position. So he parades his sons before Samuel one by one. And of course, when the first son comes up, Samuel even looks upon that son and says, oh, yeah, this one looks kingly. This one looks like what a king should look like. This is the one. Surely God has chosen him. But the Lord replies to Samuel and says, no, this is not the one. So then Jesse brings another one of his sons. The Lord sends the message or the word through Samuel, no, this is not the one. And so on in rapid succession, Jesse parades each of his sons before Samuel until he's paraded all of his sons, or so they think. What he's really done is he's brought his seven sons before Samuel, whom he believes could be the one that the Lord has chosen because of their stature, their countenance, their physical appearance, you know, their prowess, their comeliness as a soldier, as a king. And so Samuel has to ask him, are these all of your kids? Because I know that the Lord sent me here to choose one of your sons, but you've paraded all of them before me, and still God keeps saying no. So unless I'm misunderstanding God, unless I'm not hearing right, you must have another child. So then Jesse replies, well, yeah, I got that one. You know, it's another one. He's the youngest. He's out there tending to the sheep. I mean, he's ruddy, you know, red-haired appearance. He's not really anybody that looks like a king. He hasn't even matured. So Samuel says, well, I know I'm operating within the spirit, so tell him to come. And when he comes, the Lord says to Samuel, arise, anoint this one. He is the one. Today, I came to encourage you within that same vein, that you are the one that God has chosen for whatever his purpose is within your life to be accomplished. You are the one who fits the bill. Now, I know that everyone else doesn't think you're qualified. And probably for some of you, you don't even believe you're qualified. Why? Well, because of different factors. Maybe it's your past. For example, if you were someone who has been incarcerated, you may not feel that you could ever be qualified to be a minister or to be an evangelist or to be a missionary or to be anything within the great purpose of God. Maybe you are someone who has been addicted to drugs. Maybe you are someone who has been abused. Maybe you are someone who's not as comely in appearance as someone else. Maybe you're a man and you don't believe you're as handsome as another man for this position. Maybe you're a female and you don't believe you're as comely in appearance as another female for this position. Maybe you're young like David was in today's scripture and you just believe you're not old enough yet. You see, we will always be able to find reasons that we're not qualified enough to carry out the purpose of God. But if you go back to today's scripture, you will focus on the portion that I read to you where the Lord says, look, Samuel, the issue here in verse 7 is that you're looking on the countenance of the person. You're looking on the height of his stature. But I'm refusing him because I don't look at people the way you look at them, Samuel. You look on the outside. Man looks on the outside. But I, the Lord, look at the heart. In other words, is this the kind of person who has the heart that can be molded, that can be teachable? Someone who has a heart of compassion, someone who's willing to follow my will. So God chose the least expected, the least qualified in the eyes of Samuel and Jesse, but the most qualified in the eyes of the Lord, because David was already a shepherd. He was tending to the sheep. When Samuel asked Jesse, "Where is this other child you said you have?" Jesse didn't say, "Well, he's out there exercising right now. Oh, he's over there talking to other people." Rather, he said, "To the sheep." And see, the Lord wants people who are willing to tend to the sheep, who are willing to be shepherds, willing to be witnesses, willing to be lights. And those people will not always be the people with the Ivy League degrees. They will not always be the people who even have a degree. They will not always be the people that live in mansions or drive the most expensive cars, wear the most expensive shoes, the most expensive clothing. Rather, sometimes they will be the people from humble beginnings who may not even have a high school diploma or a GED. They may be the people considered the scum of the earth by man's appearance, by man's qualifications. But God says, that's the one. That's the one I've chosen to come in. Look at Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., coming out of humble beginnings. But even today, his legacy reigns true because he was willing to be the one that God had chosen. Look at Mother Teresa, now deceased for so many years, a servant who never made herself of high regard, willing to be the one that God has chosen. Are you willing to be that one? Are you willing to step out of your comfort zone, quit allowing man to define who you are, what God has for you? Are you willing? Because I'm telling you this morning, you are the one that God has chosen. Come on, let's get ready and go into prayer this morning. Hallelujah. Begin to thank the Lord. Wherever you are, I want you to begin to say, I am the one that God has chosen. The lines are muted. No one on the broadcast can hear you. That includes me. Speak it out loud. Say, I am the one that God has chosen. Dear Lord, we come this morning in the name of Jesus. We magnify you, O Lord. Father, we glorify you for another day, allowing us to rise in our right minds, just giving us another day to be blessed, to be soul winners, to be productive, prosperous. Lord, another day that you've blessed us with. Father, we ask the forgiveness of every sin in the name of Jesus this morning. We ask that you cleanse us and make us whiter than snow. Father, I come in agreement with everyone on this broadcast right now, and everyone who will listen later, that we will overcome fear, that we will be willing to step out of our comfort zones, realizing that it is not man who qualifies us, but Lord, you are the ultimate qualifier. You are the one who places the stamp of approval on our lives. You said in your word that even when we were in the womb, you had already predestined us, already purposed us, already sanctified us, set us apart to be vessels fit for honor and good use to draw people into the kingdom. Help us, Lord, to not worry about whether or not we are articulate. Moses said, Lord, I can't do your will. I can't be the one to speak for you. I have a speech impediment. But you said, you go. I'll qualify you. All I need you to do is step out. Be willing to trust me enough to step out, that I've already anointed you and ordained you. And just as we saw in today's word, where you said to Samuel and Jesse, I don't look at people the way you look at them. I go deep down, even past the bones and the marrow. I go all into the joints. I get down into the tissues, the organs, the capillaries, the fascia. I made you. I fashioned you. You are the one that I've chosen to be used. Stop being afraid. Stop being afraid. Stop being afraid. Stop finding all of your flaws, your faults, your idiosyncrasies, your deficiencies, but rather stand perfect in me. It is my blood that covers you. It is my blood that empowers you and anoints you. Let the people know that they are the ones, God, that you have chosen to speak a word, to intercede, to say a prayer, to be a light, to win a soul, to evangelize, to minister, to be a deacon, to be a pastor, to serve on their jobs, in their homes, in the streets, in the missionaries, in the shelters, wherever they may be. They are the ones that you've chosen in such a time as this. I am the one that you've chosen in such a time as this. Help us not to be fearful, to operate in our callings in the name of Jesus. Amen. Come on and magnify the Lord. Come on and praise him wherever you are. Say, Lord, I am the one. I accept my calling. Woo, that's powerful. Say it again. Lord, I am the one. I accept my calling. Magnify the Lord. Stay in a spirit of worship. I want to remind everyone that you can tune in live with me Monday through Friday. This is Hot Breakfast. This starts your day off right. It feeds your soul. Call in at 323-870-4180, 323-870-4180. But if for any reason you miss this Hot Breakfast live, I keep your breakfast right there on the stove ready for you on my ministry website. That's feeldfire.com. Just go to the morning motivation page after 8 a.m. Eastern, and this broadcast is posted. That's feelfire.com. You are the one that God has chosen. Hallelujah. feelfire.com. And please share the broadcast with others. We want to minister this word to multiple souls today. Share it with others as well. Finally, I thank everyone who tuned in on Triple Threat Tuesday yesterday to my You Be the Jury show. It was such a blessing. I love you guys. If you missed it, please go to the law office website, callrossiwilliams.com, and you can hear that. C-A-L-L, call, Rossi, R-A-W-S-I, Williams.com. Now, our topic for this morning is you are the one that God has chosen. You are the one that God has chosen. Your task for today is to accept the calling, whatever it is that you know God has on your life, and to operate within that today. I want you to witness to at least one soul today. Don't force it on people. Don't get yourself in trouble on your job. Just operate in your calling, and I promise you God will bring you that opportunity to say an encouraging word, to pray for somebody, to just tell them that you love them or Jesus loves them. He will open up that opportunity. But you got to be walking in your calling to identify it and speak that word. You are the one that God has chosen. Your task for today is to witness to at least one soul. And you can refer them to the website if you need to hear the word. All right, this is Morning Motivation. Set your alarms to join me at 6:30 a.m. Eastern tomorrow. I'll see you with a new topic. I love you. Praise the Lord, everyone. Have a great day. You are the one.